Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We're joined now by the longtime pitching coach for the Norfolk Tides and former Oriole, Mike Griffin. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's a really special time, I'm sure, for you with Mike Wright doing what he did last Sunday, watching Tyler Wilson pitch last night for the Orioles, two-fifths of that opening day Tides rotation now with the Orioles and performing.
Well, I'm just happy for those two guys, Mike and Tyler. They worked hard last year to get themselves in the position, and they carried it over and put it to work at the beginning of our season and did well and put themselves in this position to do what they're doing up there. So I'm very proud of them, and I'm very happy for them.
Let's start with Mike Wright. And he's an interesting case study because he got off to a really bad start for you last year, but that ended on such a hot streak, it's obviously carried over. And both between Wilson and Wright, they're kind of different. It's not like Gausman or some of these really highly touted guys. Not that they were low-level picks. They weren't. They were picked fairly high. College-age pitchers who've basically hit every level, earning their way up to the next advancement, and getting called up to the major leagues when they are seemingly really ready to go, not rushed.
Well, I think we'll start with Mike Wright last year. You know, I was going to sound a little odd saying this, but you know, with his slow start last year, in some ways it was a blessing in disguise because it opened his eyes up a little bit that, you know what, I do have to make some adjustments in this game, and this game calls for adjustments from time to time in my pitching. And the best thing about Mike Wright is that he embraced what he had to do. He embraced that, you know what, I have to get my slider over early in the counts for strikes. I have to get my slider over for strikes when I'm behind in the count. I have to use my changeups and fastball counts. And I have to use the command of my fastball. That was the biggest thing for Mike last year, was learning how to command the fastball to both sides of the plate. And starting after the All-Star break last year, it all started to come together as far as the fastball command, and we all know what he did in the second half of the season for us last year. And he carried it over to spring training, and spring training over to the start of this year. And then for Tyler, you know, he just had such a phenomenal year last year that he also went through a couple of bumps in the road last year that made him open his eyes up a little bit to know what, you know, this is the adjustment I have to make when I do get to the big leagues. And for those two guys, it's just a world of credit to both of them.
Mike Griffin, Norfolk Tides pitching coach, with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Mike Wright, I was in Frederick last Sunday during his start, and I was talking to some team officials there, and they all thought Mike Wright had a potential to be good. But when he was in single A, high A ball, he was successful, but he was not throwing 95 to 98 like he was at Camden Yards on Sunday. Is that really rare to see that sort of velocity bump as a pitcher matures and develops?
Well, I think you just said it right there. He matured. And when you mature and start learning what your body can do and what it cannot do, and learning how to pitch and to pitch at the higher levels, meaning Baltimore, meaning the highest level, but it comes to the fastball command. And when you got the fastball command, you're in tune with your body, you're in tune with your delivery, and you're able to, with the maturity level, as each pitcher gets a little bit older, a little bit wiser, to have the CRC, a spike in delivery or in his velocity. So I'm not surprised. And Mike knows how today, or this in this part of the season, knows his delivery. And he knows what he can do and what he cannot do with it. But the command is the biggest thing, and that leads to fastball velocity.
As a pitching coach, when you get moments like that, what Mike Griffin did, what Steve Johnson has come up to do in the big leagues after working with you, and pitchers like that, what kind of feeling does that give you, Mike?
Well, we're here. The bottom line is we're here to help our major league team win and to get these guys ready to learn what they have to learn here to be able to pitch in Baltimore and to help our major league club win. And that's our goal down here. I know Ron Johnson and our coaching staff and myself, I know we come to the ballpark every day. What can we do to even better these guys as each day progresses on? And the ultimate goal is to help our Major League club win. And, you know, it is a good feeling, but it's a good feeling for our players and our pitchers, especially for Mike Wright and Tyler Wilson. You know, that's what it's all about, is getting those guys up there and helping our Major League club win. And so far, we just keep knocking on wood. They continue to pitch well and help our Major League club.
I want to ask you about a few more guys while we have you here, Mike. Starting with Steve Johnson, we mentioned him. He's off to a terrific start for you. What is he doing right now? Obviously, he's healthier than he's been the last few years, but what do you see from him right now?
Well, I think you said it again. He's healthy. And when you're healthy, you're able to do the things that you're normally to be able to do successfully. And now you put Steve Johnson being healthy. He is now doing the things that has made him successful 2 years ago. And that helped our Major League club win. And he's off to a great start just because of basically the fact that he's healthy. And we all know when you're healthy, you're able to do the things that make you successful. So, again, kudos to Steve, because he's also doing well. He's got the fastball command back that we saw 2 years ago, and he's able to repeat the curveball and slider and changeup for strikes. So that's how he's getting off to a good start this year.
What about Oliver Drake, an intriguing guy right now? You have so many pitchers doing well, but he really jumps out what it's doing out of your bullpen. I know a lot of fans have heard about Oliver. He's been in the system for a while, but it seems like right now he's knocking on the door.
Well, again, we're going back to what's making Oliver successful right now is his fastball command. And when you can command the fastball, hitters can't just sit and wait for his split. They now have to also guard against the fastball. He's using his slider a little bit more than in years past, which is good. And right now, the command of the fastball and split right now are the two major factors for Oliver and how he's off to a good start.
When you talk to some Orioles spring training catchers, the last few spring trainings, they say his stuff is the one that jumps out, maybe above all Orioles minor league pitchers. And would you say that's a fair assessment stuff-wise right now, that he may have big league stuff right now?
Well, I think he's on his way to having good big league stuff right now. It's progressing as each time he takes the mound. I think he's on his way. I think there's some good things that are developing with Oliver right now that's putting him in a position to pitch well here and also to help our Major League club. So, like I said, we start out with fastball command. That is the most important thing. And when Oliver has his fastball command, which he is showing right now, then that makes his split and his slider even that much more effective. So right now I'm very happy with the way Oliver is progressing, and we take each day one day at a time, just like our pitchers know, and we go from there.
Last question for Mike Griffin, Norfolk Tides pitching coach. Eddie Gamboa, kind of a mixed bag so far this year. What do we see from Eddie right now?
Well, Eddie's right now, I'm seeing the probably the best dance to his knuckleball than I have seen in the past. Right now, the command in the strike zone with his knuckleball to get the hitters to swing at it is the thing that he's working on and trying to improve right now. Yesterday, he started out the game very well in the first two innings with that scenario that I just gave you right there. And then he's now learning how to, when the hitters lay off his knuckleball, that it comes down to repeating the knuckleball delivery, which he is working on daily. So he's getting better. I'm seeing the best dance to his knuckleball to date than I have seen in the past. So Eddie will put it all together, and I have full confidence in Eddie right now.
Mike Griffin, Norfolk Tides pitching coach, always a gentleman. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Let's catch up a little later in the summer, and congratulations on a great start for your pitchers in 2015 in Norfolk.
Well, thank you very much, and look forward to it. And again, thank you for having me.
That is Mike Griffin. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.